Hey there, badass women. This is Riley Hart, and welcome back to another episode of Badass Woman Code, Fearless Living Daily. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking, compassion? Isn't that a bit soft for us badass women? Trust me, it's not. Think of it this way. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. You wouldn't pile on the guilt trips or criticize them, right? You'd offer a listening ear, some kind words, and maybe even a virtual hug, because that's what friends do. Well, guess what? You deserve the same level of kindness and understanding from yourself. Why is this so crucial for our mental well-being? Because constantly beating ourselves up over every little mistake or imperfection doesn't help anyone, not even the inner badass trying to shine through. It just creates a cycle of negativity that drains us and makes it harder to cope with life's inevitable challenges. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to self-compassion. 1. It's not selfishness. Ever heard people say, you need to put on your own oxygen mask first? It's the same idea with self-compassion. When you take care of your mental and emotional well-being, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to help others and tackle those big goals. You can't pour from an empty cup, ladies. 2. Acknowledge your humanity. Remember, nobody is perfect. We all mess up, make mistakes, and have moments where we feel lost or inadequate. It's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over these imperfections, acknowledge them with kindness. Think of it as a learning opportunity rather than a failure. 3. Treat yourself like a best friend. Imagine your bestie had just bombed that big presentation. What would you say to her? Probably something encouraging and supportive like, hey, don't sweat it. Everyone has setbacks. You're awesome, and you'll rock the next one. Now, apply that same level of kindness and understanding to yourself. 4. Practice mindfulness. Pay attention to those negative self-talk spirals and try to gently redirect them with positive affirmations or grateful thoughts. It takes practice, but over time, you can train your mind to be more compassionate and less critical. Think of it like strengthening a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. 5. Seek support when needed. Sometimes, we all need a little extra help navigating those tough emotions. Don't hesitate to reach out to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. There's no shame in asking for support, and it can make a world of difference in your journey towards self-compassion. Now, let me tell you about Sarah, who I met at a networking event last week. She's brilliant, ambitious, and runs her own successful business. But even with all that going on, she was riddled with anxiety because she hadn't closed a big deal yet. I could see the pressure weighing her down, but instead of jumping in with advice, I asked Sarah how she was feeling. She admitted to being really hard on herself for not reaching the target sooner. We talked about the importance of celebrating small wins and acknowledging that setbacks are part of the journey. By focusing on self-compassion, Sarah started to shift her perspective. She realized that she'd already accomplished so much and that one missed opportunity didn't define her worth. It was a simple conversation, but it made a big difference for her. Self-compassion isn't about being weak or giving up. It's about creating a safe space within yourself where you can embrace your imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and show up with kindness and courage every day. Remember, badass women, you are worthy of love, acceptance, and understanding, starting with yourself. So, what will you do today to practice self-compassion? Maybe take a few minutes for some mindful breathing, write down 3 things you're grateful for, or simply offer yourself a little extra kindness. It's the small acts of love that make a big difference in our lives. Until tomorrow, keep shining your bright light. And don't forget to share this episode with your badass tribe and let me know what resonates with you on social media. We're all in this together.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.